Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Authorities investigating claims that the gunman behind last week's deadly shooting rampage at a Florida naval base watched mass shooting videos just days before the attack in front of friends. It's just one of the many things investigators are looking into this morning. Luis Martinez is joining us live to talk more about this investigation. Luis, we're hearing many things. First off, that this is being treated as a terrorist incident.
That's right, Brian. The FBI is saying that they're looking at this investigation with the presumption that there was an act of terrorism. The reason they say that is because it affords them extra opportunities to conduct their investigation, so they have more latitude in case they find something, and they also can actually, if in case they find something that leads to information that there is something else pending, they can work towards preventing that. But for now, they say that there is no other threat to the community at this time, but that they're working to see if really there was terrorism behind this. We know that Mohammed al-Shamrani came from Saudi Arabia. He was a flight student there at Pensacola, had been there since mid-2017. But that during a vacation trip to Saudi Arabia back in 2018, he came back, and some of his Saudi pilot colleagues noticed a change in attitude with him. And that's one lead that investigators are trying to track.
Yeah, we're learning a little bit about the weapon used. That was obtained legally, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a handgun. He had purchased it legally there in the Pensacola area. But what was interesting about that is that he, of course, is a foreign national. Typically, there are restrictions on foreign nationals who are not immigrating to the United States, let's say if you don't have a green card, in purchasing a weapon here in the United States. But there are some, federal law does allow some exceptions, and those include whether you have a handgun, whether you have a hunting license, or whether even you are a representative from a foreign government. And right now we hear that agents from the ATF believe that that was how he was able to get a handgun legally here in the United States.
Are they looking at maybe altering those rules now, or maybe altering who is able to earn such a distinction?
Well, this is federal law, so I'm not sure exactly how that could kick away under right now. We know that at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said that he wants a review of the vetting process. This is how Saudi students, actually any of the 5,000 international students who are working here in the United States from their own militaries, being trained by the U.S. military, about how that vetting procedure takes place. We know that in this case in Saudi Arabia, they are vetted before they arrive by the U.S. Embassy. They go through various background checks, but that is only done at the start of that process. So presumably it would not have been recurring, because maybe if it had been recurring, it may have picked up a little bit of the change in attitude that some of his friends described when he returned from his vacation back in 18.
All right, Luis, thank you. That's Luis Martinez joining us live this morning from the Pentagon. The investigation continues into that naval base shooting in Pensacola, Florida.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.